KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's 36 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 65. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, 5 million Americans have already voted in this year's election. The latest data shows more than 250,000 Iowans had voted by absentee ballot by the close of business on Friday. Secretary of State Paul Pate said the pace is not as high as it was in the last presidential election year.
The political parties drive that because of what they do. I think the Democrat Party has done probably at least three, maybe four mailings. The Republicans, I know, have done one.
Lynn County Auditor Joel Miller said the absentee ballots that are being mailed to county auditors' offices are placed in secure storage.
We count them on election day. They are the first results that are reported at 9 p.m. on election night.
In 2012, 43% of the ballots cast in Iowa were early votes cast before election day. The state's top election official is predicting around 40% of the votes in Iowa for the 2016 general election will be cast before November 8th.
It is a little slower than what we had 4 years ago. Let's watch this week's numbers.
Secretary of State Pate and Linn County Auditor made their comments Friday during an appearance on Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program. The two major party candidates in Iowa's 3rd congressional district answered 18 questions in an hour-long radio debate Sunday night. But it was what might be called the elephant in the studio that prompted some verbal jousting. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Republican Congressman David Young made a passing reference in his opening statement.
A lot of people have opinions about what's going on with the presidential race, that's for sure.
Jim Maurer of Des Moines, Young's Democratic challenger, wasn't shy about saying the name Donald Trump. He did it six times.
Donald Trump is wholly unfit to hold the office of commander-in-chief. And I think that the congressman has shown some very flawed judgment in his continued support of Mr. Trump.
A few minutes later, in his closing statement, Young replied.
My opponent's campaign and ads have been solely focused on one person running for president. And you heard my opponent mention presidential nominee many times tonight. But that doesn't offer any solutions to the big problems that we have here in Iowa.
On trade policy, Young said he supports the Trans-Pacific Partnership as a way to expand markets for farm commodities and counter Chinese influence in the region. Maurer said even people like Donald Trump know the TPP is a bad deal. Last night's debate was hosted by KMA Radio in Shenandoah. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Elsewhere in the news, police in Creston Saturday afternoon arrested 31-year-old Colin Hanner of Creston. Hanner was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on charges of theft in the fifth degree and interference with official acts. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. And Sunday night, a Creston resident reported to police that after recovering her missing purse from an incident that occurred Saturday, she noticed $50 in cash and a bottle of perfume was missing from the purse. The loss was estimated at $70. The nation's smallest nuclear power plant is set to permanently shut down today. The Omaha Public Power District's board decided earlier this year that the Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant is no longer financially sustainable. But the shutdown is only one of the first steps of the decommissioning process that could stretch on for as many as 60 years and cost more than $1 billion. During that process, the utility will have to decontaminate and disassemble elements of the power plant. The nuclear plant sits on the Missouri River across from Iowa and is about 15 miles north of Omaha. The top executives at Goodwill Omaha received higher salaries than their peers at area nonprofits and at other Goodwills nationwide. The Omaha World Herald reports Goodwill Omaha CEO Frank McGree received total compensation of more than $933,400 in 2014. More than half of that was a $519,000 one-time retention bonus. But even without that, McGree's pay was higher than many nonprofit executives. 13 of the nonprofit executives were paid more than $100,000 in salaries in 2014, so a significant portion of the $4 million generated from Goodwill's stores in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa went to administrative costs instead of Goodwill's job training programs. McGree's compensation sits in the top tier among 150 independent Goodwill affiliates nationwide. Only about two dozen Goodwill leaders make over $400,000 a year, and two receive pay over $1 million. Businesses in northwest Iowa are seeing a clear boost in business when construction workers building the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline arrive in town. Cherokee City Manager Sam Cooker tells the Sioux City Journal the difference is clear downtown in the evenings when few parking spots are available. The 1,200-mile-long pipeline is designed to carry crude oil from North Dakota to Illinois. It has drawn opposition from people worried about potential effects on drinking water and tribal land, but the Energy Transfer Partners project is moving forward and is about 75% complete. It's hard to put an exact figure on the economic benefits, but Mark Buschkamp with the Cherokee Area Economic Development Corporation says area hotels are full and there are lines at the grocery store. A Sioux City man convicted earlier this month of attempted murder and the shooting of a police officer is asking a judge to acquit him. The Sioux City Journal says Isaiah Mothershed has requested a judge overturn a jury verdict and acquit him of shooting Officer Ryan Moritz in the leg. The 19-year-old Mothershed's request said there wasn't enough evidence at trial to convict him. The judge will likely rule on the request at Mothershed's sentencing hearing November 15th. A Woodbury County jury found Mothershed guilty October 7th of 2 counts of attempted murder and 4 counts of first-degree robbery. Authorities say Mothershed pulled a gun from a couch while his hands were handcuffed behind his back on February 7th and shot Moritz while he was being arrested. A century-owned grain elevator has burned to the ground in a spectacular blaze that served as a training exercise for local fire crews. Crews burned the 60-foot-tall elevator in the small Webster County city of Callander Sunday morning. The elevator was abandoned more than 15 years ago, and officials in the 350-person city have been working for years to remove the structure, which was deemed a safety hazard. Residents made the fire into a community event, picnicking and taking cell phone videos as giant flames climbed up the wooden structure. Jamie Urban of Callander says it was the most exciting thing to happen in town for a while. The number of flood insurance policies sold in Iowa dropped 22% between 2011 and this year, but it's hard to determine the reason for the decline. The Des Moines Register reports the number of policies fell to 13,872 by the end of September, from 2011's 17,861. Officials say some homeowners may have dropped coverage when premiums increased or because they paid off their homes so their coverage was no longer required by the bank. Buyouts of homes in flood-prone areas may also have contributed, but the total number of flood insurance policies statewide is still higher than it was in September of 2008, when massive floods caused $5 billion in damage in Cedar Rapids. At that point, nearly 12,000 flood insurance policies were in force in Iowa. The Iowa Governor's Office has asked the White House to issue a presidential disaster declaration for 19 Iowa counties that suffered damage from severe storms and flooding in late September. The Office of Governor Terry Branstad said Friday that the counties are Allamaquis, Benton, Blackhawk, Bremer, Buchanan, Butler, Cerro Gordo, Chickasaw, Clayton, Delaware, Des Moines, Fayette, Floyd, Franklin, Howard, Lynn, Mitchell, Winnesheek, and Wright. Those counties sustained damage from the storm September 21st through the 23rd. The presidential declaration would provide federal help under the Public Assistance Program. Public assistance funds may be used for emergency work and the repair or replacement of damaged facilities and may include debris removal. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.